So over the last couple months, we've spent a lot of time in basically two verses in Galatians 5. We've looked at the fruit of the Spirit and looked really specifically at sort of one word at a time. And this morning, we wondered if we might take some time to just reflect on that. We're going to move forward starting next week. We're going to not be studying the fruit of the Spirit anymore. And hoping that maybe the time we've spent and the work we've done this summer can stick with us in really pragmatic ways. And so we wanted to take time this morning to just go back over what we've said, take a little time to reflect, and then we're going to use these awesome signs that were made at the Create gathering as a way, and we'll explain this more later, as a way of saying pragmatically, this is something I'm going to do with this. With these fruit of the Spirit, the way I felt led, the way I felt nudged. And one of the things that's interesting is when you kind of dial in on a verse, you sometimes forget what's around it. And so we have this verse that follows that we'll put up on the screen here. So this is the next two verses after the fruit of the Spirit are mentioned. Now, since we have chosen to walk with the Spirit, let's keep each step in perfect sync with God's Spirit. This will happen when we set aside our self-interests and work together to create true community instead of a culture consumed by provocation, pride, and envy. That's pretty direct. And part of our hope is that this morning will be an opportunity for us to think intentionally about how to work together, how to pay attention to the Spirit together as we move forward. I'm glad I don't live in a culture consumed by provocation, pride, and envy. Maybe we could use some of these things. And so this is going to be our pattern. We will take turns talking about what we've talked about briefly, and then we'll just give a minute for reflection. And so this may be something where you want to just jot down a note or hold a thought in your head that this sort of sparks something in you as we talk about this. There are pens at the back if you need a writing utensil.
The first fruit of the Spirit we looked at was love. It's the first one listed. And I'm suspicious that it's not a coincidence that it's the first fruit of the Spirit listed. It begins and ends with love. Love comes from God, and we're able to love because God loves us. We were reminded that God loves us without condition, period. There is nothing in us that is so broken or so awful that God is unwilling or unable to touch it. God embraces us as we are, loves us as we are, and works in us to redeem us, to renew us, to repair us, to heal us. We were reminded that perfect love casts out fear. And that by abiding in God, we can love others with the love that God gives to us. We'll take a minute, sit with that, and then we'll move on to the next one.
The next fruit of the Spirit is joy. And the Message translation translates this as exuberance about life. We're trying to think about joy differently than just our own manufactured happiness. That God brings joy into our lives all the time. and that it's a trust in God's provision for us that joy springs out of. That joy is countercultural in the sense that it pushes us to accept what we have and what God has given us and to rejoice in that. It's not fake joy. This is important. We're not just putting on the face, right? Or trying to say a situation is different than it is, but it's looking for what God's doing and rejoicing in God's good work. So we'll go back to the fresh joy slide so we don't have to look at that for the next minute, but let's take a minute to reflect on joy. The next fruit of the Spirit is peace, which translates as shalom. And part of what we talked about as we reflected on this is remembering that this isn't just about my personal sense of peace with God, although that's part of this, right? And, being wholeness, things made right. But that peace is about wholeness and things made right in a much broader sense, that this is the peaceable kingdom. This is God's intention on earth realized. And so it's not just self-centered, but it's outward-centered. And it's broadly calling us not just as individuals or just as our community, but to the world that this would be made right. This is justice as well, wrapped up in this concept of God's good work among us. Let's take a minute to reflect on peace.
The next fruit of the Spirit we looked at was patience, and we centered on Ephesians 4:2, which says, "Be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love." The scriptural definition of patience, another word that is often used, is forbearance. So we looked at many ways Jesus exemplified this for us, with his patience or his forbearance with his disciples. We wondered about how many times God is patient with us. Having a posture of patience requires us to trust God. And we looked at that clip from Aladdin when he extended his hand to Jasmine and said, "Do you trust me?" It's like God is saying, "Do you trust me? Do you trust my timing?" The fruit of patience can be part of bringing about God's kingdom and shalom here on earth. Let's take a minute, center on patience.
The next fruit of the Spirit we looked at was kindness, which this is the Hebrew for hesed, a different thing than just sort of being nice, although kindness often looks like being nice, but this is more deeply felt. This is overwhelming love and care, and really seeing what people need. So seeing beyond just the surface level, but what do people need? And how do I respond to that need in the depth of that understanding? Let's take a moment to reflect on kindness.
We next looked at generosity. The definition of generosity is a willingness to give help or support, especially more than is usual or expected. Scripture reminds us that when we are generous, we are expanded. Our world expands, our heart expands, our actions expand. And we looked at 2 Corinthians 9:8. It says, "And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." God blesses us and sustains us, and so it's out of that knowledge that we strive to be generous with others. And we looked at ways to expand the idea of our generosity from not only generosity with financial resources, but generosity with our stuff, with our gifts, with our thoughts, with our time, and with our hearts. Opening ourselves up to one another and being generous with friendship. Let's take a moment, center on generosity. The next fruit we looked at was faithfulness. And Sammy reminded us of Ruth's faithfulness. He also reminded us of Mary Fisher, one of the valiant 60 early Quaker who went to visit the Sultan of Turkey. And then on the flip side, you know, he's talking about these huge ways that people exemplified faithfulness. But then he also reminded us that the core of faithfulness is following God, responding to God, rooted in community, living our ordinary, everyday lives. Those small ways that we turn towards God moment by moment, every day. Let's take a moment, center on faithfulness.
gentleness is the next fruit. We talked about the gentleness feels like maybe that's not necessarily a way that God's power flows through us. And yet, as we looked at that, to think about gentleness in the word praotes meant, you know, sort of strength under control, like horses who are trained to do their job, and they're immensely strong and powerful, but they're under the control of what needs to happen. Or the idea of like a watchdog that knows its family and around its family is right and does what it needs to do and still can do its job. This is strength under control, guided by God. So our responses and our actions and our way forward is directed by what God's doing, and that takes the form often of a gentle way of moving. But this is not about weakness. This is about strength, but controlled strength, directed strength. Let's take a moment to reflect on gentleness. And the last of the fruits of the Spirit that Paul lists in Galatians is self-control. And we talked about self-control not just being a matter of willing ourselves to not do things and the tension of that willing, but that we are staying on focus, we're staying on task. This came from, at least in the Greek culture, that this was a term often used with athletes, that they stay focused, not be distracted by the things that are going to get them away from doing what they're about. So the self-control was not simply about the idea of willing ourselves to do good, but it's a matter of staying focused on what we're about, that we're controlled enough in what we're doing, that we discipline ourselves enough to stay purposeful and focused so we don't get distracted in ways that help us not or prevent us from accomplishing our task. Let's take a moment to reflect on self-control.
So to remind us of that Galatians verse again, Galatians 25:26 out of chapter 5. Now since we have chosen to walk with the Spirit, let's keep each step in perfect sync with God's Spirit. This will happen when we set aside our self-interests and work together to create true community instead of a culture consumed by provocation, pride, and envy. And so we wondered, as a way of tying up this sermon series, has there been a way that you've been encouraged or nudged to cultivate an aspect of this throughout the series? Is there been a way that God is encouraging you to cultivate a new habit or a new focus or a new posture, or has it nudged you in a certain way of maybe an aspect of your day that God's saying, I want you to pay attention to this part right here. And so there are post-its at the end of your rows. And as a way of responding to this verse, work together to create true community. We thought it would be cool if there are ways that you're being nudged or something that was prodded in you, you can write that on a post-it note. And we'll invite you to come up and stick your post-it note on one of these three panels. These panels we did together. These are many of our handprints up here that we did during the Create series this over the summer. And so hopefully it's also a visual, a way to see that, oh, these are some of the pragmatic, practical ways that we're striving to be a community that reflects God's Spirit together. So we'll move into this space. Nate will play some music, and you're invited to sit and ask God, is there something, a posture you want me to do, some way you want me to cultivate something different, something new, and moving ahead? And we encourage you to write that on a post-it, put it on one of the panels, and we'll pray together.